scientists based in Austria, they've come up with some vital new research based on climate change. Well, they've discovered that as temperatures heat up, get this, plants release gases which actually have a cooling effect on the atmosphere. Well, the research was carried out at the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis. And Jenny Johnson spoke with research scholar Pauli Pasanen, and he told her how plants actually performed this rather strange and clever function.
When these gases enter the atmosphere, they get oxidized, and after that they stick to particles, aerosol particles, which are in the air. And they grow these particles to sizes where they can form cloud droplets. And after forming cloud droplets, they increase the reflectivity of the clouds, and then these clouds reflect more sunlight back to space. So there's less heat coming into the planet.
So there's a cooling effect,
yes,
in other words.
Yes, this is cooling effect, exactly.
And these gases, can you actually detect them in the atmosphere?
These gases you can smell in the forest. You can feel the scent of the forest, and that's these gases.
But basically, this is good news, isn't it, that plants perform this function which has a cooling effect on global warming?
Yes, it's good news in a sense. However, the effect seems not to be very strong. In global scale, it's maybe dampens the warming by 1% or something like that. So instead of warming 1 degree, the planet will now heat by 0.99 degrees. It does not save us from global warming, but it certainly affects it somehow.
But it is research that does help us in the campaign against global warming.
I would say it does. It does. Separate pieces of the phenomenon have been proved already, but large-scale picture, it has never been really known that does this phenomenon really affect the climate or not. Now we see that it does.
What for you has been the most exciting part of this research?
I would say it was quite surprising that at all the 11 sites where we studied this thing, the behavior was quite similar. These natural aerosol concentrations were quite similar at all the sites, from Siberia to Finland to Canada, also to South Africa, where we had one measurement station.
How long did this take you?
For me, analyzing this data, it took 2 to 3 years. But then, of course, the measurements have been going on for a long time.
It must be very exciting for you as a researcher when suddenly the penny drops and things slide into place. Well, was there a moment when you realized that that was the conclusion?
Yeah, it was. It was quite exciting. And this is something that we have estimated to happen, but never really saw it like this.
Interesting stuff. Plants and global warming, what they do, how they cope, how they could help us. Jenny Johnson there, speaking with research scholar at the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis, Pauli Pasanen.
FM Fear. Reality check.